Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Chasing Cool Standing Out in Today's Cluttered Marketplace is a business and marketing book by Noah Kerner and Gene Pressman that examines how brands, creative projects, and companies can differentiate themselves in crowded, trend-driven markets, published by Simon & Schuster. The book is built around interviews and observations drawn from a wide range of cultural and commercial figures, including fashion, music, design, media, and nightlife leaders. Rather than presenting a narrow advertising formula, it treats cool as a moving target shaped by relevance, authenticity, taste, and cultural awareness. The book's purpose is to help readers understand why some brands feel current while others become disposable, and how long-term value often comes from resisting shallow imitation of what is popular right now. Its perspective is especially relevant to younger readers, entrepreneurs, marketers, and creative professionals who want a broader view of brand building and cultural influence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cool is treated as a position in culture, not a marketing gimmick. A central idea in the book is that cool cannot simply be manufactured through surface-level styling, slogans, or campaigns. Kerner and Pressman frame it as a relationship between a brand and the culture around it, which means timing, context, and perception matter as much as product features. This makes the book more than a standard branding guide. It argues that standing out depends on understanding what a target audience values and how those values shift. The book repeatedly suggests that brands become memorable when they feel connected to a larger social mood rather than when they merely copy visible trends. That distinction is important because it separates genuine relevance from short-lived attention. Instead of teaching readers to chase novelty for its own sake, the book encourages them to identify what gives an idea social traction and emotional credibility. In practice, that means brand building becomes less about decoration and more about cultural reading, restraint, and selective originality. Secondly, the book favors long-term relevance over trend chasing. One of the strongest recurring arguments is that businesses often weaken themselves by focusing too heavily on what is hot at the moment. The book presents trend chasing as reactive and unstable, because trends can make a brand look current for a short time without creating durable value. In contrast, long-term relevance comes from a clearer point of view, consistent identity, and the willingness to develop ideas that may not be immediately fashionable. This is a useful lesson for marketing, because it shifts the question from how to attract quick attention to how to remain meaningful over time. The interviews and examples reinforce the idea that enduring brands usually balance familiarity with distinction, rather than making themselves entirely dependent on novelty. That approach is especially relevant in cluttered markets, where short-term tactics are easy to copy and hard to sustain. The book, therefore, offers a strategic warning: attention can be borrowed from trends, but lasting brand equity must be built through judgment, coherence, and patience. Thirdly, the book uses a multi-voice structure to show how different industries create distinction, instead of relying only on the author's opinions. The book draws on a wide set of voices from fashion, music, design, nightlife, publishing, and other creative fields. This structure matters because it turns the book into a comparative study of how distinction works across different environments. A nightclub, a fashion label, a record executive, and a designer all face different market pressures, yet the book suggests that they share common principles around taste, vision, and selective exclusivity. By assembling many perspectives, the book avoids presenting cool as a single formula and instead shows it as a pattern that appears differently depending on the field. That makes the analysis more credible and more useful. Readers can see how broad principles adapt to specific contexts. The method also gives the book a practical advantage because it highlights repeated behaviors rather than isolated anecdotes. Readers are encouraged to look for cross-industry similarities, such as confidence in a point of view, controlled scarcity, and an instinct for what feels authentic to a particular audience. Fourthly, authenticity and self-definition matter more than imitation. The book consistently implies that brands and creators lose strength when they imitate what already exists instead of articulating their own point of view. This is not presented as a romantic slogan about being different for its own sake. Rather, the argument is that imitation usually leads to weak positioning, because it places a brand in competition with established examples on their own terms. Self-definition, by contrast, creates space for a distinct identity that can be recognized and remembered. The book's interviews and commentary emphasize that people respond to brands that seem to know exactly what they are and what they are not. That kind of clarity is valuable in cluttered markets because it reduces confusion and helps audiences form trust. The implication is that authenticity is not merely personal expression. It is a strategic asset that makes a brand easier to understand and harder to replace. For readers in creative or entrepreneurial fields, this is one of the book's most practical lessons: originality is not accidental. but the result of disciplined choices about voice, audience, and boundaries. Lastly, the book frames branding as a cultural and entrepreneurial education. Beyond its marketing advice, the book functions as a guide to thinking more broadly about entrepreneurship, youth culture, and creative ambition. It was designed to reach readers who want to understand how cultural taste intersects with business decisions, especially younger people entering competitive industries. In that sense, the book is less about tactics alone and more about training the reader to observe patterns in media, fashion, entertainment, and consumer behavior. Its educational value comes from showing how culture influences commercial success and how creative judgment can become a business advantage. The book also reflects its era by treating branding as something deeply connected to identity, aspiration, and public image. That makes it useful for readers who want a historical snapshot of early 2000s, thinking about cool, media influence, and youth-driven markets. At the same time, its broader lesson remains relevant. Understanding people's perceptions is often more important than simply broadcasting a message. The book's real contribution is that it links cultural literacy with business strategy in a way that is accessible and concrete. In conclusion, Chasing Cool will be most useful to readers who work in marketing, branding, entrepreneurship, fashion, media, or other creative industries where differentiation matters. It can also benefit students who want a culturally informed introduction to how brands gain relevance, especially in markets shaped by image, taste, and social influence. The practical value of the book lies in its insistence that standing out is not just a matter of louder promotion or faster trend adoption. Instead, it asks readers to think about identity, audience, perception, and long-term positioning. That makes it useful for people trying to build brands, launch products, or refine a creative direction. Compared with many business books, it stands out because it mixes strategic insight with a broad cultural lens. The interviews with figures from multiple industries give it a wider range than a typical marketing manual. And its focus on cool as a cultural condition makes it more distinctive than books that only discuss advertising techniques. For readers looking for a compact but idea-rich exploration of how relevance is created, the book offers a memorable framework that connects taste, originality, and business judgment. If you would like to support Noah Kerner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.